Okay, so I was going to talk about when those big things happen and the mind tends to go into fear and panic mode, what to do. So I was thinking about 9/11, and within a few days after 9/11, I was on an airplane. That's what you do when you teach the Dharma. And I went somewhere to teach. We had, teaching engagement was already arranged. And I remember taking a walk in the neighborhood, and since it was only like a couple of days afterwards, feeling like, this whole thing could fall apart. And do you remember those few days afterwards? It was like everybody thought the whole country was going to disintegrate and we'd all wind up back in the Stone Ages. I mean, an excellent example of how our mind collectively went into panicked, unrealistic fear. Isn't it? I mean, just worst case scenario. So I remember taking a walk and thinking, well, what do I do, Because I don't want to live my life overrun by fear, because that's not a life, And so I thought about it, and I thought, well, I can't control the whole thing because it's bigger than I am. It depends on the karma of a lot of living beings, not just my own karma. And so whatever comes, I have to be open-minded and broad-minded and make it as part of my field of practice. Okay, so whatever comes, this is the situation that I practice in, because there's nothing else to do but practice, and there's no other situation to practice in besides the one you're in. Right? So there's nothing else to do but that, And so worry and panic and freak out has no place, if you just kind of think about the situation in a realistic way. And so, that's what we do. If there's things that we can do to prepare for a bad situation that might come, then we do that preparation. For example, we take care of our health and, so on and so forth in order not to get sick. We do what we can to contribute to world peace, knowing that we can't control everything. But then whatever situation we're in, that's the one we practice in. And since that is what is, then there's nothing else to say or do, is there? So drop the fear and the anxiety and all of that stuff. And, one day, we all have bodies, so we all know that either we're going to get very ill, we're going to get injured in an accident, or we're going to die of natural causes. Those are the three options. Okay? Once you're born in samsara, those are the three options. So, what do we do now? We try and prepare our mind so that if we're old and sick or old and in pain or disabled or whatever it is, that at least we can have a mind that still contemplates bodhicitta, a mind that can create merit and can purify, and at least try and be happy and kind to the people who are around us up until the time that we leave this body, and then leave this body with, aspirations to continue our bodhicitta practice. So that's the reality of our situation, isn't it? So let's get on with it. And there's and there's nothing to worry about. We know what's coming, so we prepare our mind as best as we can. And then if we do that, there's no fear, there's no regrets, and maybe We can even be like some of the great practitioners who see death as so much fun that it's like going on a picnic for them. Really, I've seen people die like that. Yeah. And then you continue your bodhisattva practice on to keep benefiting such things. So there we are. You know, there's nothing else, is there? I mean, we know it's coming. So there's no sense fearing it. We just prepare. Yes?
I'm wondering about catastrophic situations that come up really fast. Like, you weren't in the tower in the
We weren't what?
You weren't in the tower
in the stairwell. Yeah.
And so, I think, what other kind of practices would prepare us for these extreme things, or someone pointing,
Okay. So Dallas has a really creative imagination right now. And somebody's going to be pointing our gun at our head in an airplane. That one hasn't happened yet. Yeah? Okay. I don't know. Maybe it happened back in the 70s. I'm not sure about the hijackings then. But anyway, that one doesn't happen too often. Our being in the stairwell of the Twin Towers, you know, that one doesn't happen too often either, does it? Yeah. Now, certainly these very urgent catastrophic things happen. You know, you're in the earthquake in Haiti. I remember being in a big earthquake in Los Angeles, and it was just like you said, I felt the earth shaking, I got under the desk with my head. That was my instinct, you know. That's what we were told as children to do when the commies come get you. So that's what I did until I figured out it was an earthquake. Okay, but you know, if you're in like some kind of urgent catastrophic situation, then I think the best thing to do as much as we can is to try and keep a cool, level head and to help the people and ourselves, you know, the people around us and ourselves as best as we are capable of. Yeah, is there anything else to do, you know? Is screaming and getting hysterical going to help? You know, that actually harms other sentient beings. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you date one person who starts to scream and get hysterical, then everybody goes that way. Then nobody's thinking clearly and nobody can deal with the situation. Yeah. So, I don't know if I'll be able to remain calm the next time I'm in that situation. But, you know, you try, you do your best, and you say, you know, this is a situation. Clearly my previous karma's at work in here. I created the cause to be in this situation. It's a karmic ripening. So as best as I can, you know, cultivate bodhicitta and be a benefit. You know, have some awareness maybe of emptiness at that time. Yeah, then do that. And then, if you just get hysterical and scream, then try and calm yourself down. Is there anything else to do? Yeah, take refuge. Take refuge. So it's the same thing, you know, if you have nightmares, if you have, you know, somebody swearing at you. I mean, all these small things in our life that we're so touchy and freak out about, these are all the practice periods, you know, that will help us train so that when the big things come, we're well prepared. They're like our driver's education class. Okay? And so when we have problems in our life, we should say, this is part of my bodhisattva training. You know, if I'm going to practice as a bodhisattva, you know, I'm going to have to face situations far worse than this. So this is part of my training. And then we do the best we can, and we keep, you know, same as you're doing on the cushion. When your mind goes off, to try and bring it back to what's important and what's essential. Okay, so refuge, bodhicitta, wisdom.